Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host my show, our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. We're still waiting to hear from Dale and Barbara, who should be calling in soon. Let me see if they, you know, because Barbara should know. Just the time to call in. Give me a second here. Okay, there's. See, this is Dale. We put Dale in.
What?
Dale, can you hear
what?
Me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay. Okay, Barbara still hasn't called in yet, but we have. I want to introduce you. This is Dale Shear. And she's a psychic that we have on every Friday. And how are you doing, Dale?
I'm doing just fine. Finally.
Didn't you
can
say?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But I mean, I wanted to ask you something. Didn't you say there was like an anniversary or something?
What?
Did you say there was an anniversary, your anniversary?
Yeah, it is. It's my anniversary, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations.
Very much.
Yeah.
I'm not having fun or celebrating anything with this COVID. I mean, you know, it's just like, it's not fun. It's just not fun. I'm not even celebrating Christmas. I'm just getting my new puppy, Lucky, toys.
Right. I am wondering about Barbara.
I wonder if Barbara is having... I was having a hard time getting in, but I have the wrong number, so I don't know if she is or not.
No, when you dialed the number, it was the right number. Did you dial in okay?
Yeah, finally.
Okay. How about I put this person through, the first caller through, and I'll go call Barbara, and I'll see if she's having any problems, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay. But here is area code 561. 561, caller, you're on the air. Okay.
Hello.
Well, I just heard Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Maybe I didn't. I'm sorry, what is your name, sweetie?
My name is Stacy.
And where are you from?
Florida.
Okay. How can I help you, Stacy?
Okay. What do you see coming up for me? I have a birthday coming up. What do you see coming up for me for the rest of the month?
Well, I can't look at the rest of the month. But mm-hmm. I see some good times ahead, and I see a lot of fun and enjoyability and people that really, really like you and care about you. And it's unfortunate that it's the coronavirus, but it's going to be all right.
Okay.
I mean... Do you want more specific than that? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, we're in a virus. You can barely see people when you're in a virus. Did you plan on having a party?
No, I haven't done anything. I'm not planning on going anywhere. I just wanted to, you know, what do you, you know, because, okay, that's fine.
No, it's all very, very, very good. It's better than it was, and... you know, I wish you the best and happy birthday. That's what I can say.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Johnny, are you back?
Huh?
Were you able to reach Barbara?
No, but, you know, we're getting people calling in, which is really strange. Let me do...
No, that's okay. That's Johnny... It's all right. When Barbara is ready, she will call, or maybe she's having problems with the phone line. Don't worry. So if people are calling in, let's go to the people.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll screen this next caller, and then I'll put her through, okay? Give me 1 second.
Barbara knows to call, so don't worry about it. Johnny? Hello? Johnny? Johnny? Johnny?
Hello?
No, yeah. This is caller 820.
Okay, Johnny, you can't have dead air like that. You
disappeared. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Okay, this is who?
Lisa.
Johnny, can't talk over her. Lisa from where?
Connecticut.
Hi there, Connecticut. How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's the coronavirus in Connecticut?
Escalating. We're the highest we've been. But we're better than most states. Our governor is very strict.
Yeah, they're getting real strict here in Nevada, too. They're actually in Lake Tahoe. They cut off the whole area for 3 weeks. And they said they didn't want tourists to come up, but you can go skiing, but you can't stay in any of the hotels or eat in any of the restaurants. So
we've been cut off from travel for months. He won't let anybody in unless they quarantine.
Oh, really?
He's really strict. We were down about 1% for months, and then Thanksgiving happened, and all hell broke loose.
Okay, so, like, you can't travel at all?
We're not supposed to travel out of state. No, and we're not supposed to let people in. Let's take quarantine for 2 weeks when they get here, which, you know, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, right. Try to enforce that.
Yeah. Well, we got to do something because otherwise it's going to be like this forever. So maybe it's better we do it now than, like, how can I help you?
They said 2 Americans are dying every minute.
Well, you know what? It is pretty sad. But you know what? You got to think of the positive. There is a lot of people not dying, too. You know, so just kind of try not to listen to the news. I found do you have cable?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have a new channel called Pluto. And it's free. And it has all the old shows on it. I've been watching Deal or No Deal, Laverne and Shirley. And I said, I've had enough. I don't want to hear any more about this virus because my husband caught it. And, you know, I didn't really catch it. I just got sick. But, you know, it's just like enough's enough. So I'm tired of hearing it every day. That's all we're hearing, 24/7. And now they have, in Nevada, they have the Pfizer shots. They're going to be giving them out pretty in the next day or two.
We'll see how that goes. It doesn't really go into health care.
Well, I'm sorry, talk into the phone, sweetie.
Those are only going to healthcare. Really, they're saying people won't get them until the end of next year, and that's what's freaking people out.
Not here. In Nevada, they're giving them right away. So,
oh, wow.
It'll change. It'll change. Things will change. Try to be more positive. How can I help you?
So I miraculously found a puppy, and I just want to make sure we're making a good choice. Very, very nervous after our little girl having been sick for so long and so badly.
What kind of puppy?
It's a Khotan.
I don't know what that is.
They kind of look shaggy unless you give them a haircut. They're always mostly white. A few of them have dark coloring, a spot here or there, but mostly they're white. They're non-allergic. I need a non-allergic.
Oh, how sweet. We got a German Shepherd, and we call it Lucky Kolohe, Hawaiian for rascal.
Oh. Did he earn that?
Oh, boy. He's a little rascal. Every time I turn around, he loves to eat anything, you know. So if I turn around, he'll go and eat food no matter what it is. I got to be careful all the time.
Oh, goodness. Well, he'll keep you on your toes.
And then, we call him, it's so cute, we call him the shoe salesman. He goes into all the other rooms and he collects shoes. And then he's not collecting shoes out in the backyard. He's 50 pounds. He's going to be a big boy. He built a house. I mean, a literal fort. And a chair in there. And we're going, we don't understand why he built his own house.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like a long, wondrous life.
He's so cute, though. I love him. You know, in these times, it's the happiest that there is to have a dog. So that's a nice. And yours, what does yours do that's special?
What does mine what?
What does your doggie do?
I don't know. We're not going to get her till January. That's why I wanted to make sure we were making a good choice. She's only 3 weeks old right now.
I'm sorry, you got to talk into the phone. What?
She's only 3 weeks old right now. We can't have her till the middle of January.
You already put a deposit on her?
Yes, we did. I'm just.
It's gonna be fine. Just prepare. Just prepare. It'll be fine. When they're puppies, they're puppies. They're just so loving. So you'll have good fun.
It's a good choice for us.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's what I need to hear. Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah, you'll have a ball. But I'm going through the holy terror, so you will be. How big will your puppy grow?
Only 11 pounds.
Well, that's nothing. But they're
still gonna just at 11 pounds.
Yeah, make sure you don't step on them. But I mean, you know, mine will be like I think near 100.
Oh my Lord! Yes, we have a couple of German Shepherds next door. I love them.
Yeah, that's all I raise is Shepherds. I love them. They're the most. Mm-hmm. They're so smart. They just like are so smart. This little boy, he's so smart. I can't even believe some of the stuff he does. Like I had popcorn out, and he decided I want some, so he just dived into the bowl and ate half the popcorn.
Oh no!
Well, like every minute, it's something. But you're gonna be fine. Just you know, I know the waiting period's rough, but you know what? It's worth it. I spent months. Looking for a dog. They wanted a German Shepherd. They were over $3,000. That's just ridiculous. And I finally found somebody that they didn't want the Shepherd, and he was the most beautiful dog I've ever seen. And he looked so sad, and I showed it to my husband, and my husband packed his bags, and he said, "We're going to pick him up." And he was only $600, so he was beautiful.
Fabulous. That's
he doesn't have papers in that. Here, but he can win. And they give us so much love, and he can win contests too. And your dog, he'll be beautiful.
I don't need contests. I just need love in my arms. Don't you?
Yes.
That's
isn't that wonderful? Wonderful
like,
to have a puppy.
I don't want papers. I just want love. Yeah. God bless you. Happiness always.
You too, honey. Any other questions?
No, that's all. Thank you so much. Happy Christmas to you both. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. Happy blessed New Year.
Thank
May
you.
The
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Johnny, where all are right. we? Did we find Barbara or what?
No, I'm still looking for her. I mean, I don't know. I hope she's all right, but I get
she's
a little nervous right. when I can't get. I get a little nervous when I can't get a hold of her. It's just one of those things. I just.
Into the phone.
Okay.
We get on the phone. So. Okay. What else do we got? Talk to me.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, you mean you want to get a call, or did you want to talk before we take a call?
Let's talk for a few minutes.
Okay, yeah, I think what it is that, you know, is that things have been sort of hectic today, and because the year is sort of winding down, but whenever I hear the news about the handing of the vaccines, it's motivating, you know, I mean, to me it is. You know,
I'll tell you why I'm not motivated. I'm taking a wait and see attitude. When they give the shots to people, I'll look at it for a month or two, and if they're okay, then I'll consider it.
So I know.
I'm not worried about it.
I have to admit, it is not the normal circumstances that they're handing it out. I mean, normally those things take a few years. And they skipped a step, but they only did that because they didn't really have much of a choice, you know.
But they're starting to give them out in Nevada. They said tomorrow or something they're going to start giving them out here.
They weren't approved yet for the U.S.
No, Pfizer is. It doesn't matter.
Pfizer.
All I have to watch it is again, but I heard something to the effect about November. I mean, about tomorrow. So tomorrow, the next day, they're going to be giving to the workers and see what happens. They gave it in London to the 91-year-old woman. She's doing fine. So, but I don't
understand. They gave it to a guy whose name is William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they also, the whole thing is, so if they give it to you, what do they do? Throw you in with people that have the COVID virus to see if you'll get it? I mean, I don't understand.
Well, I agree. They've never done this before. I mean, you know, or at least not like this before. I have to agree. It's a little bit unusual circumstances. Become up with something.
Yeah, that's why I would take a wait and see attitude. Not that I wouldn't get it. I just wait and see attitude and see what happens. I mean, I know I'm allergic to a lot of things, and there's a lot of people with allergies, so they got to be careful. Okay, but
let's go to the next one. The next one is 917.
Okay, but before you do that, give out your phone number, please. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give out the phone number. That's probably a good idea. The phone number is 516-531-9874.
That's for free.
And,
maybe. Don't give out mine.
Right?
You'll confuse people.
I understand. Oh, wait. They hung up. Oh, great.
Okay.
They got disconnected. Well, you know what? How about, I have an idea.
What?
Richard's listening. Do you want to put him on?
Who?
Richard.
You can if you want.
Until we have a caller, I'll put Richard on, okay?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something's wrong with the phones right now. Because I've promoted, you've promoted, and we're not getting phone calls. So I can tell you right now that there's something wrong with the phones. Maybe that's why
Barbara's
not
getting
it. I am
wondering about Barbara. I'm going to look to see if there's something. I'm going to look and see if Barbara was able to call in or something. But see, the thing is, if she wasn't able to call in, she would tell me in other ways that she couldn't call in. Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm hearing everything fine. So you know that, both you and Dale. And
you didn't get any like busy signals when you tried calling in or anything?
No, I didn't have any problem at all. Came right in, boom, and you know, the young lady comes on just before the show, and she came on and said, well, you'll be here in a moment. I'm in 13 seconds, which I find interesting. And boom, then you're in. And away you go. Other than that, so far this evening, both of you coming through to me clearer and clearer and clearer. And so, as usual, I could get to say aloha to everyone. And don't give up the ship. I mean, this corona stuff is, a pain wherever you sit. But don't give up. We'll get through it one way or the other. And the good question is, do I want to take the shots right off the bat? And I'm in that favorite age group, so that's something to think about for me. Anyway, okay, back to you there. Okay, okay.
Hmm? Well, Johnny, John.
Yes. Yes.
I tend to think that we need to promote in a different way or something because it's not getting through to the people. And
because we have a call right now.
Okay, let's go with it.
Okay. 530 area code.
Hey, Dale, how are you?
That's my neck of the woods. Where are you calling from?
California.
Are you in Tahoe or where?
I'm north of there, Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, how's it going down there? Because I know they're shut down in Tahoe.
Starting to rain finally up here, so we should be getting some rain the next couple of days, finally.
Well, that means we're going to snow. It's going to snow.
Exactly. You're higher up than me. I'm at 3,000 feet. You're probably 5,000 or 6,000.
Yeah, it depends. I can't wait till it snows. I love it. I love it. I love it. How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I'm in the process of moving, so I should be getting in my new place before Christmas. And I just wanted to see what you saw for my 2021 business process.
Okay. Where are you moving from where to where?
It's just to the next little town over in the same foothills.
Now, what town is that?
The little place is called Clipper.
Never heard of that. Okay. All right. And you're moving into a new home or
an
apartment?
Place. Yeah, a rental that's got property so I can kind of homestead and get used to that before.
How wonderful. How did you end up finding something like that?
Yeah, I was led to it. Believe me, I manifested that bad boy.
Well, that's a good thing because you're going to be very happy there. You're going to love it. And it's all good except for the moving. But, you know, this Christmas is like we might as well write it off because it's like doesn't exist. We're going on to the next level. 2021, I feel 21 will be a lot better. Not a whole lot better, but it will be better. And it will be good, but I think your homestead property is kind of neat. How many acres do you have?
Well, I'm on a rental, but it's right next to 80 acres of forest.
Wow. Wow. Are we lucky or what?
I'm blessed.
Very blessed. Keep my number in case I want to come see you.
Yeah. But it was a hard row to hoe to get here, and that's why I'm like, because I kind of crash landed here, and it's been 3 years, and I'm finally just getting to this, and so I'm hoping that I can finally get on my feet.
You'll definitely get on your feet, and I think it will be the happiest time for you in a long time, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Except what are you going to do with 80 acres?
I'm not. I'm just, like I said, I'm going to have a few chickens. I'm going to do a little garden. And, you know, you don't come out of the womb knowing how to do it. So I've got to try things.
That's cute. That's cute. I don't think I'd start with chickens right away, but, you know,
I've got to dig it. They'll become prey if I don't have a proper place for them. So.
Yeah, I know. The only problems you got to worry about now, our neck of the woods are coyotes. And
yeah.
Other than that, it's cool. It's all right. I feel you're going to have a wonderful time and just hang in there and it's going to be good.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thanks.
Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, what's going on, Johnny?
Well, no calls right now, but I'm going to put Richard back on.
Okay.
So how is everybody? I mean, it's
Johnny, you got to stop saying no calls right now and give out your phone number and keep giving it out and go for it.
Okay.
Sorry about that. My apologies.
No,
516-531-9874.
And
that's
the number. That's the magic number.
I tell you,
say it
516. Okay, I'll give it out. I don't mind giving the number out. 516-531-9874. And that'll get you right on the line, and you can talk to Dale and all that kind of good stuff. But Dale and I had past tense of possibly going to Hawaii in January. Well, I think we just decided again today that, forget that. We ain't going. Not yet. way too many little obstacles in the way. Isn't that correct, Dale?
Yes. Richard and I went and got our COVID tests. I mean, they're giving free COVID tests in the neighborhood, so we went and got those, and that was fun, and we'll know Monday or Tuesday. But that's not it. It's weird to go to Hawaii because you have to say you're clear right now. Well, you have to have 3 days of clarity, and then you have to get another shot. I mean another COVID to make sure you're okay to get on the plane. And then when you get on the plane and you land, 5 days later, they give you another one. And then that means you stay in a COVID area until you find out. And nobody wants to go. I want to go through this. I mean, I want to go to Hawaii. I would like to very much right now, but it's getting
it's too restrictive. I mean, holy moly. See?
Very restrictive. And they've shut down the island of Kauai completely. So for 2 weeks, you're quarantined. And Oahu is open, but the restrictions are ridiculous. And there's a lot of places to eat that are closed. And it's just not fun anymore. It's just not fun.
Yeah.
I feel like,
most people who go to Hawaii will end up with favorite restaurants. We have them with good reason. We do this kind or that kind or that kind. And now when you go over there, probably they're all closed. So, then getting food becomes a problem. Well, the problems just keep mounting up. And to the point where, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going through it, period.
I'd rather stay here. I'm from in Nevada. In Minden, Gardnerville, all over Carson. It's been wide open. We ate at some Mexican restaurant the other day, Roberto's. It was awesome. But, I mean, you know, like, they have plenty of restaurants open, 25% to come in, and then you can go pick up the food if you want. And but they're opening up restaurants here like crazy. I just, Richard and I don't get it. I mean, they're opening up Chick-fil-A and something else, and they opened up this Burritos and everything. It's like, why are they opening this? We can't figure it out.
Well, might be because the California is moving in Nevada.
I don't think there'll be much of California. I think all California is moving to Nevada. Yes, the taxes are cheaper.
Okay, Johnny. I'm going to go ahead and give the number again. It's 516-531-9874.
Okay. If you want to cut it short because of Barbara today, you can. I mean, you know, it's up to you.
What it is, I think Barbara lost a very, I find out what it is. Barbara lost a very, very close friend, and, you know, she's very sad.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. So I think she's, you know, we're going to give her some time to kind of, you know, remember her friend, and, you know, so,
Wow. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do, Johnny?
Well, you know, I just want you to know. I think that it doesn't seem like we have a phone problem. It seems that we have a promotion problem because you know, nobody's really saying anything about. Sometimes when I start the show, I will say, you know, I will dial in the number, and then I'll dial in the PIN. They'll say that PIN is invalid, which I know it's valid. And that happens to me sometimes. None of that happened tonight, and none of that happened with any of the numbers. I'm thinking that people are just kind of... You're saying something?
What, Johnny, you have... Johnny, you got to realize something. No promotion, no people. That simple. And we're not getting promoted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, I'm posting it on Facebook, so.
No, that's not the only place to promote. Barbara was doing it before, and she was doing a phenomenal job, and we're getting plenty of calls, so I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. I guess we can cut it short. Do you want me to go ahead and do the shout out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
And then we'll figure out how to get more people to call in next week.
We will. I mean, you know, I know we have lots of people that love us. I know that. And I mean, I'm going to go ahead and thank you for everything you do, Dale. You know, really, you mean a lot to me. I know that, things have been hectic for everybody recently, and I know that you've been, you know, you've had a lot. You wanted to make sure that, you just want you to know, Dale, we appreciate everything you do, okay?
And I appreciate everything you do, and I love Barbara a lot, and I wish her the best. Okay, give this shout out.
Yeah, I mean, this, okay. I don't get to do the shout out very often, but I'll go ahead and I'll do it. This is basically... If you want to listen to this show soon, I will be uploading it to YouTube. And also there we have about 400 shows up. In addition, we also have our channel. And this show will be on our channel tonight. Also, it's going to we have Dale Shear here. Now, can I give your number out so that people can call you for the consultation?
Yes. It's 808-372-1816.
Okay.
Yeah.
I figured that's probably as good as you.
Let me do
808-372-1816.
Yes. He also has some rough times right now where people are going through hell because of the virus. A lot of people don't want to talk to a psychic, and they're going, hey, you know, what's there to say? I mean, it's more of the same thing. So, I mean, I think that's part of it. But we got to get some more people calling in, and once we do that, we'll be fine.
I think, you know, whatever I hear about the vaccine, and the only reason I guess what I'm trying to say is that science has the capacity to figure a lot of really great things out. So I believe they can do something. I don't know if it's going to be perfect, but I believe they'll be able to do something, you know, to where we're hitting back, you know, we're hitting back against it, you know. So I have faith in science that they'll be able to figure something out. Dale, you're wonderful as usual. Thank you for helping us out, Richard. You were helping tonight with a squid. I was doing screening because, you know, I don't want there to be a whole lot of dead air. So, you know, sometimes I'll go screening and then you won't know where I am. And then, you know, what it was, I'm screening a call. Barbara, when she's here, she helps out with that. So I am. Thank you for helping me out with that, Richard. So,
you're welcome. Anytime. Good night.
Good night, everyone. And good night, Dale. And good night, Richard.
Good night. And give Barbara my love.
Take care. Aloha.
Aloha.